Okay, let's take a quick run through how to get stuff from Repack, how to find it, and how to use it.
Recording lot.
So you're going to need to go to repack.com, grab the right version of the DLL for your operating system, and put that in your user plugins directory. Once you've done that and you've restarted Reaper, you should be able to do the following. So I'm going to go to the extensions top menu by hitting the Alt key
File submit.
and then X.
WS extension of.
At the bottom of this menu, we find
Repack submenu R.
Repack.
Synchronize packages S.
Going to go in there, and the first thing I'm going to do is synchronize packages. This just makes sure you've got the latest versions of all the repositories that come with it.
Repack operation in progress. 11 for Reaper v6.04.
Okay, it just takes a second. So let's go back to that extensions menu.
File submit. WS extension.
Let's go back into Repack.
Repack submenu R. Synchronize packages M.
And this time we're going to go down one
Browse packages T.
to browse packages. I'm going to hit enter on this.
Browse packages dialog. Filter edit plan.
And we land in the search field. So I want to get the alignment scripts that are made by MPL. So I'm going to search for align. Hit tab a bunch of times to get some search
Clear from
results.
display 6/1 list.
There's six search results apparently. So let's read down this list box.
Package align group items to selected items.
Not that one.
By package align items by transients category various version 1.
Not that one.
Package align selected track items vertically pre-positioned mode.
New.
By package align takes category various version 1.135. Author MPL type script repository MPL scripts last update February 27, 2024 06.
Okay, I want to grab this one. The version that you need for the keyboard support in the GUI is this version 1.135, and it was uploaded on February 27th, 2020. If it's that or newer, then you've got keyboard support in the GUI. So I'm going to tab a couple of times to get to the actions button.
Select actions, but mode was a.
Going to hit space on this.
Re context menu.
So for me in this menu,
Reinstall v1.13 copy package name C. Reinstall version submenu.
I'm going to get this option, the
Reinstall v1.135.
reinstall option, because I've had this installed previously. If you've never installed it before, you'll get install as the first option. So I'm going to hit enter on this.
Browse packages.
I'm going to go back to the list of search results because there's also another version of this action without the GUI that just runs the alignment at default settings, and I want to grab that one too.
Select all the list I package for my taste without B category various version.
There's the version without the GUI, so let's go back to the actions button.
Select actions, but context menu, reinstall v1.12R.
Going to hit enter on reinstalling again,
Browse pack.
and now we tap to OK.
Okay, but
And when we hit enter on this, Repack is going to download both these packages and put them in the actions list.
Repack operation transaction report dialog. Okay, but mode was O.
We get a little transaction report. You can use Object Nav to read the result if you like,
Alta, description of the changes. Edit read only mode UI. MPL script slash various slash align takes reinstalled.
etc.
Okay, but
I'm
mode.
just going to hit the OK button.
Reaper v6.04.
Okay, so we're back in the track control panel. Now if I hit F4 to go into the actions
Actions
list
dialog filter.
and I search align,
Align list description script MPL align takes without B dot 106.
there's the one without the GUI,
Description script MPL align takes dot 106.
and there's the one with the GUI. So essentially, you can either
Set find clear button, close button, run slash close button.
tab to run slash close on whichever action you want, or if you're going to use these often, then you
Alter
can
find set list one shortcut add button.
tab to the add button, hit space on that, and then hit whichever keyboard shortcut you want to assign to it. Hope that helps.
Send button.